Council shake-up may be a distraction. Current plans to shake up local government risk being a great distraction from the real issues councils face if not done properly, it has been warned. Under government plans, Oxfordshire's existing county and district councils will be abolished and replaced by new unitary councils with different boundaries. These new councils will be responsible for all services, unlike the current system, where services are split between a county and district councils. And there will be a mayoral combined authority which will cover a larger area and have responsibility for services on a larger scale. Chris Cousins of local think tank POETS, Planning Oxfordshire's Environment and Transport Sustainably, said the government is replacing one two-tier system with another, despite their aim to simplify the system. He added most people are likely to be more concerned about the cost of living or problems in the health service than about the structure of local government. In current circumstances, it would make sense for the government to avoid any more self-inflicted damage by rethinking its approach. There is a lack of clarity about precisely what the different authorities will be responsible for and how they will interact. This currently has all the hallmarks of a great distraction, an expensive and time-consuming displacement activity from some of the real issues the government faces, including delivering generally affordable housing and a transport system that is fit for the future. The government has not confirmed what the geography of the mayoral authorities will be, but it recently launched a consultation on spatial development strategies, thought to give an indication of what the mayoral authorities will look like. In the consultation, Oxfordshire has been grouped with Reading, West Berkshire, Slough, Bracknell Forest, Wokingham, Windsor, Maidenhead and Swindon. Mr. Cousins added, there seems to be very little evidence to support the choice of areas. For example, census data on travel to work patterns shows there is an area centred on Oxford, which exerts influence over most of Oxfordshire. However, there is little connection between this area and, say, Swindon or West Berkshire. Getting local government right is important for democracy and for local communities, and it needs a long-term perspective. If the government is to avoid yet more reputational damage, it needs to avoid any suspicion that its proposal are half-baked and that it is making things up as it goes along. The government recently U-turned on its decision to cancel certain local elections. They initially gave councils the option to cancel because it would give them more time and resources to focus on local government reorganisation. The government consultation on the areas for spatial development strategies runs until the 26th of March.